Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I have some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the relationship between social media and websites, especially business websites. And I think there's a direct connection there, and there's some things going on between the two that I want to talk to you a little bit about. You know, if you've gotten involved in social media, you know the social media, being successful in social media is as easy as falling off a log for individuals. But as I've talked about many times on the show, and as the research shows, for business, being successful in social media is not so easy. The goals of the two groups, individuals and businesses, the goals of these two groups are very different. Individuals use social media to comment and share with friends and family. That's the individual's social media world, pretty much. And the return on investment expectation for an individual is pretty low. You just hit them back. You just comment back. You just send them a picture or whatever, and they're happy campers. Pretty low expectations. Pretty low return on investment for expectations for individuals when it comes to social media. Businesses are different, though. Businesses develop a social media strategy, and they do it to connect with, and ultimately, let's face it, ultimately, the goal is to sell to customers, to identify prospects, and to sell them, to turn them into customers, and then to, hopefully, if they do it right, to maintain and strengthen relationships with customers. That's where the real ROI is with a social media strategy for a business. But that last part, the selling part, that's what makes the social media ROI for a business kind of tricky, because converting social media activity into sales is not the same as the traditional way. It's different. But the social media landscape and the technology is evolving, which I believe will make it easier for businesses to wrap their marketing plans around. And just like the initial craze and subsequent evolution of websites, remember that back in the late 90s and all that? Remember that all that went on, the dot-com craze and all that kind of stuff? Just like that initial craze and then the evolution over the last 10 to 12 or 13 years, businesses are figuring out how to use social media now as a customer acquisition tool. We figured out how to do that with websites over time. Now we're figuring out, we're slowly but surely figuring out, and if you remember, I predicted this. I told you 2 years ago that the time was going to come when there wouldn't be that much, you wouldn't be that confused about social media when the craze became a tool, like websites went from craze to tool. When the social media craze became a tool, then we'll figure it out. Ironically, and here's something that I think is important to point out: while websites aren't going away anytime soon, I believe websites may be the big loser to social media, and here's why I think that. Websites have two things working against them. Number one, most of them are not easy for the typical owner to update. Once you buy it, once you build it, once you put it up there, for the most part, websites are not easy to update. HTML is not designed to be easy to update unless you spend a pretty good bit of money, like I have, on a platform that allows you to do it. That's what we do here. And so I've invested a lot of money in our platform, in our console that allows us to update our website on a little bitty increments. Most businesses don't have that. So this is increasingly important to customers, this continual updating. And number two, Websites don't come with their own community, nor do they help you build one, typically. So one of the most troubling statistics that I've seen in the last 16 years since the first commercial website was allowed in 1995 is that most small businesses, over half of small businesses, still don't have a website. My prediction, though, is that within 3 years, over half of small businesses will have a social media presence. Because this strategy comes with both of the elements lacking in a website. They're easy to create and update, and they have community building tools. Here's an example. Facebook.com. Facebook makes it easy to create a business fan page and to update it without direct expense. You can update a Facebook fan page all the time. Plus, it comes with a global ecosystem of half a billion the earthlings are on this thing. So it's already got the community building, the communities and the community building tools right there. Websites don't have that. So that's an advantage of a platform like Facebook. Twitter's very similar. There are content size restrictions with Twitter, but it's free and it's easy to use and it's easy to update, just like Facebook. And it also has a built-in network of innumerable communities, many, many communities, and more being built every split second, and you can build your own too. Remember, I'm the original social media heretic. I don't even like the term for business, prefer social media. I prefer building online customer communities. Regardless, while social media is still at this moment a craze, it is not a fad. It is real, and it will last. In fact, here's another prediction. Within 5 years, we won't talk about social media. We won't even use the term for social media in 5 years. Businesses that thrive in the second decade of the 21st century will naturally build customer communities seamlessly across all platforms, online, mobile, and yes, even traditional media and the original social media face-to-face. That's what will happen in less than 5 years. We won't give it any titles. We'll just go to market. And part of that will be all the things I've been talking about, all put together, the traditional and the new. And that's how all this will evolve. It's a convergence that's happening right now. And if you're going to be successful, small business owners, you're going to have to get started. It is not too early to start building customer communities seamlessly across all platforms. Get started today. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're going to take a quick break. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. When I come back, I'm going to talk about some of the things that I am concerned about social media that you also should know about. Stay with us.
Say I'll move to New York. Well, New York's fine, but it ain't Doraville.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.